My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And as always, we're going to spend the second half of tonight's show in Studio 2A for an exclusive live performance. So stick with us. Can you hear me over there in Studio 2A right now? All right. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves and play us your first song?
All right. So good evening. We are Diluvia AZ. We're a local band from Tucson, Arizona. We play rock and Spanish. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Con odio e ignorancia, disfrazas tu temor, el temor de desenmascarar a tu pobre corazón.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that first song. That was Ignorancia. And that was actually our first single a while ago, before we had the EP. This next one's called Happy Song. And it is in Spanish, but the title's just Happy Song. Alright. You ready, guys?
One, two, three, four! We'll be right back.
thank you to all our listeners.
Yeah.
Right, this next one, we got the opportunity to record this in Hollywood with a friend named Juan Fleischer. He's from Nogales, Arizona. He's an awesome producer. He helped us out with the song, with the rhythm of the song, basically. And we just started adding our style to it. This is called Sueños.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Diluvio AZ. Thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So let's start off with introductions. Let's go around the room. Everybody can let us know who they are and what they're playing tonight.
All right. Who starts first?
All right, my name is Eduardo Alberto Ramirez Franco López Aladiz, a.k.a. Eddie. I'm a vocalist and guitarist for the band, Diluvio. Love to be here.
I'm the vocalist of the band. My name is Alejandra Perez, and yeah, you guys are going to hear a lot of me today.
My name is Danny. I play guitar, and that's about it.
And I'm Alan, and I play the bass.
What's up with the bass?
Hello, everybody. My name is Lucia, and I play the drums.
Yeah.
Yes, she's a girl.
So tell me a little bit about the history of the group. When did you guys first get together?
Well, it started by parts, right? Yeah, should I go way back then? I think
go
we should.
Yeah.
We have time.
We got time. We got time. Let's stretch it out. Yeah.
So it basically started with my brother, me and Danny. Mm-hmm. We started back in 2011. We were actually in a church group. Mm-hmm. And it was like a band, like the band, the young people had a band and we played like Christian music, you know. Mm-hmm. So then we just started getting like kind of tired of playing the same songs. So we were like, hey, let's go home and jam some other songs. Mm-hmm. So then we just started jamming and then other musicians started coming in and out. We started getting gigs and we just started writing. And then Eddie came in. Alan came in.
I was first.
The bassist. And then Eddie came in afterwards. And then shortly, Lucia came in. So that's how we started, basically. Yeah. And we've been a band since 2013, right?
This lineup has been together since 2013.
And from the beginning, were you writing original material, or at the beginning were you just, you know, jamming on covers and trying to find your sound? How did those early days work?
Like for me personally, I was in other bands and more metal and punk influences, and my sister and started, well, she's always been able to sing, but finally started maturing a little bit growing up, and we're like, let's start something together. And yeah. I had a few ideas, some songs, and we started working on them. But I
never wanted to practice. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to. Dad's like, come on, sing the song.
As an older brother, I'm pushing her buttons.
Well, I was a lot younger. I was like 15.
I was
15. Uh-huh. Like, I just wanted to go out with my friends to the movies. I didn't want to be in a band. But
I suckered into it.
But yeah, it just started happening. I've always sang, though.
Yep. So then in 2013, shortly after Lucia came in, we got a chance to take part in a nationwide contest called,
Persigue Tus Sueños, Follow Your Dreams.
And we won. They flew us out to Miami, and we got to perform over there. So that was
Terra.com.
Yeah, we can actually do this. Like, let's commit. And since then, we've been committing and working on all of our stuff and just progressing as bands and as people.
Mm-hmm. So that was back in 2013 when you won the contest?
Yeah.
Had you been playing shows live before that, or were you still just kind of a garage band at that point?
Very little. I mean, we would do maybe one show a month.
Two to three months.
But slowly it's been getting more busy, and we've been having a lot more fun with it.
Now it's weekly shows.
We had our CD release, and we had one our CD release. In Phoenix, the next one here in town with all of our friends, and thank you for coming. That meant a lot to us.
Big shout out to everybody.
Last night we did an acoustic, and today here we are.
So we're promoting.
So I'd be curious to hear about kind of that transition of, you know, starting out with a band where it's, you know, you're just playing with your friends, it's fun, and then all of a sudden you realize, wow, people actually who really like this. There's an opportunity for us here. So tell me about that transition and how you decided to start becoming the kind of band that's gigging around, you know, many times per week and promoting shows and building an audience. How did you try to tackle that challenge? Because that can be a hard transition for bands sometimes.
Yeah, we definitely had to become more responsible. We had to sit down and say, okay, we actually have to practice twice a week, you know, not just like whenever we have a show. Mm-hmm. And everyone was on board immediately, and everyone contributed like a lot to that professionalism, and that's what has allowed us to like go to the next level in our music.
Definitely. Yeah, yes. And also balancing our work and school and learning how to time management. All of that. That's been the biggest challenge, I think.
Yeah. Now, one thing I'm also curious about is being a band that performs in Spanish, have you found that that has affected the way that you are booking shows, the kinds of shows you're playing, the kind of venues you're playing, the kinds of bands that you're playing with? Is your attitude, though, we're just a band, we're just going to play whatever shows we can get, and we're not going to worry about the rest of it?
I mean, not really. We have to keep on our fan base, right? I mean, if we're this type of music and we're actually getting, you know, respond, you know, from our, what our we fan. Say fans now.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it does kind of affect. Because I mean, we get shows at like bars that are like
Latin bars.
Mm-hmm. Mostly,
but
yeah.
Then we always have like that person there, like that. You want to play with us? We're an English band, and we're like, sure.
Yeah,
like, we don't care.
Right,
we're just there.
Yeah, basically, I think how it works out is we definitely try to focus more towards the Latin aspect, the Spanish aspect. But if something else comes out, we're willing to branch out, and we're not limited to that specifically.
Did you grow up listening to music like you're playing now, or has that been for some of you a new experience as well?
I think like besides, we all have our different influences growing up, but this type of music, I'm pretty sure we all grew up with for sure.
The pop
it's
rock,
a common ground.
It's a common ground. I mean, us as Latinos. So yeah, I think we all know what we're doing in terms of that.
Well, I know you know what you're doing. But I'm also curious, were all of you friends before you joined the band, or did some of you just stumble onto each other?
Well, Eddie and I were from Nogales, actually. We're not from Tucson.
Uh-huh.
And we went to high school together, and we were in our high school choir. So that's how we sort of like got together musically. And then it was sort of like awesome that, you know, we were both able to join this band together.
Yeah. And well, he knows me since I was born.
Well, sure. Yeah. I know you guys know each other.
And then myself and Danny, we actually go back to, we met in elementary school, second grade.
Huh.
And we've basically known each other growing up. And when Danny asked me to join the band, I was actually in a thrash metal band called Napalm Strike. And I basically just started doing both of them, ended up liking how the flow was happening in Diluvio, and decided to focus my time and attention to that.
Excellent.
Yay.
We won.
Yeah, there you go. A battle of very different
shout
bands.
Out to Napalm
yes.
Strike.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back into another set here. But before we do, if people want to find more information about you, find music online, what's the best way for people to track down information about Diluvio?
The primary way is our website. It's www.diluvioaz.com. And we have our social media. Everything's like / DiluvioAZ. You know, Facebook.com/DiluvioAZ. Instagram is DiluvioAZ. Twitter is also. But the main way where you can find everything, contact information, is the website, DiluvioAZ.com.
And subscribe.
Yes, and subscribe.
There you go. All right, we're going to hear another set here live in Studio 2A from Diluvio.
All right, a little tune in, guys. Yes, this next one is basically inspired by our Mexican roots. So, I don't know. This is it. This is called Mi Terapia, which means my therapy. When people don't believe in your dreams and tell you you're crazy, you need therapy. This is what it's about.
Sé muy bien por qué dicen que ocupo terapia, pero siempre ando al 100. Para aquel que me lo diga, creo que esto es al revés. Y en vez de criticarme, un psiquiatra deben ver. Todos dicen que estoy loca y no sé muy bien por qué. Dicen que ocupo terapia, pero siempre ando al 100. Para aquel que me lo diga, creo que esto es al revés. Y en vez de criticarme, un psiquiatra deben ver. Bye.
thank you.
That was awesome.
We can hear your applauses from here. Just kidding. I know.
Let's keep this show going. I'm excited.
All right, this next song, Eddie's going to sing. So, you guys get a male singer.
I'm thick. I can't sing today. All right, let's do this.
Muchos tiros a causa de no intentar. Me daba miedo arriesgarme, siempre me hacía mal. Perdí oportunidades, perdí amistades, lo perdí por no intentar. Año, juraba que iba a cambiar, no iba a dejar que mis nervios me ganen. Lo juraba, yo iba a cambiar, al fin me di cuenta es igual. Lo juraba, yo iba a cambiar, al fin me di cuenta es igual. Traición de nervios o buen pensamiento. Todo pasa por algo. Entraste a mi vida como un regalo del cielo, y por eso estoy más que contento. Pero todo pasa por algo. Entraste a mi vida como un regalo del cielo, y por eso estoy más que contento. Has llenado un hueco en mi corazón. Andamos ojos de amor, y por eso sonrío. Dices me transporta fuera de esta realidad. No puedo esperar a volverte a besar. Pero todo pasa por algo. En nuestra vida como un regalo del cielo, y por eso estoy más que contento. Pero todo pasa por algo. En nuestra vida como un regalo del cielo, y por eso estoy más que contento.
Thank you. This next one's called Pirata Ladrón.
My favorite, by the way.
I think we all love that song.
Me hizo acercar una piedra seca. Estaba casi muerta.
El diluvio pasará por la manera que te abrazo. Tú ya nunca te ahogarás. Embarcaremos al Caribe, donde siempre hace calor. Es un paraíso enorme, donde me encarcelo a tu amor. Te robaste mi corazón.
robaste mi corazón.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Diluvio. Thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thank you for having us. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can tell. You look like you're having fun. So, you know, we talked about during the last break, you know, some of your respective musical backgrounds, and one of the things we talked about was, you know, Danny and Alan have some very divergent interests in musically from, you know, what you're playing now as well with, you know, playing in thrash and punk bands and all that. I'm curious, Eddie and Lucia, you mentioned that you grew up together in Nogales. You played, you were in chorus together there. Did you play music together in a rock band or anything like that before this group?
Before this group, I mean, me personally, yeah. That's a question. I did. I was in a previous band called Moikibe. Actually, one of my band members is, well, ex-band members is living in Boston now, studying at Berkeley. Ooh. Shout out to him, Gabriel. Anyways, but, I mean, we started a band with him back in Nogales. I was 15, sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. And that was actually a good project, you know, just a high school talent show thing that we always did. Mm-hmm. After that, I actually switched schools to Lourdes Catholic, where Lucy was, you know, attending. And, again, I had some choir experience, and I was, personally, I was a choir director when I was 16 up to now. Uh-huh. So I would teach, and that's like my background experience. And then again, I would listen to Spanish rock artists like Maná and Enanitos Verdes, and that would be my influence. But then I met Lucy, and damn, she could rock out with the drums. It was nice.
When did you start playing the drums, Lucia?
I think I was like 12 or 13 years old. I was very influenced by my brothers. They're both guitar players. Mm. And my older brother, Joe, he had a band, and they would practice at my house, you know, once a week. Mm-hmm. And that's how I sort of got into it. I just saw the drums and I was like, I have to play that. And finally my parents agreed to get me a drum set, and I would just I never really had a band before this one, except for the choir that Eddie and I were in. But I would jam out with my brother Pablo like a lot, and that's basically my background. We would play a lot of pop rock, Green Day, Blink-182 sort of thing.
I'm curious to hear about the songwriting for the group. What is the process? Is there one person who takes the initial lead?
Well, I'll just start with that, but then they can finish it, because I thought it was funny. I mean, when I joined in, Danny had like a book.
Okay.
A lyrical book. He had all these lyrics, and I mean, he had these two songs, which is Libro Canciones and Evidence One.
Sorry.
Ross. Good writing. So. And again, I mean, he's like, you know, I remember, I think it was Todo Pasa Por Algo.
Yeah.
He's like, he showed me the lyrics and he's like, yo, bust something out. And I'm like, all right. I liked how he, you know, his lyrics wrote out. I mean, all of a sudden, his, you know, that poppy influence. I mean, the, how can I say, Blink-182 stuff.
Pop rock.
Yeah, I based on that, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Todo Pasa Por Algo came out, which was the first song, the second song of this set that we just played, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the song he's talking about. That just happened like magic.
And that book basically influenced the title of our new EP, Libro de Canciones. So.
Oh, there you go.
But to the writing that you were talking about, basically we all put in our part.
Yeah.
It's like we're jamming out in practice, and then Eddie starts with a riff or something, Lucia starts with the drums, Alan, and then we just all come in together, and then Danny's like, write something, so I write something, or he writes something. It just all happens like that.
Basically, I think, like, there's a certain musical idea that we each, or, like, one person kind of introduces to the band, and then we each kind of take responsibility and compose our own parts to it. Mm-hmm. And we're always open to suggestions from the other members of the group, like, hey, you should do this here. and we always just go with what sounds the best.
Yeah. I know.
And when you're playing so many shows and you're practicing twice a week, you obviously have a lot of opportunities to hone your sound, but do you make a conscious effort during those practice sessions to set aside certain time for working on new ideas and certain time for working on old ideas, or do the new ideas just kind of flow organically out of, you know, working on your normal set?
Hmm. I would say that depends.
I think it's a little both. Yeah, it's a little both.
Sometimes our focus is on, like, just, you know, honing in our set, like our, you know, like this past month we've just been playing the songs that we already have just to, like, perfect, you know, to prepare for the release party.
Sure.
But when we have, like, extra time where we're a little more relaxed, we will, like, mess around with new sounds and stuff.
Yeah, I think it depends on how hard we're working that month. So, like, if we're fully booked with shows, we're just going to focus on what we need to do. But if we have some free time, then we'll jam out, experiment.
Yeah,
I think we all do that, like, on our own time, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, I grab the guitar and I start thinking of something. You do that, too. We all do that. And then we come to practice and we're like, hey, I did this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then that's how songs start. So.
Yeah.
So a few times we've alluded to the new EP, but we haven't really talked about it yet. So so tell us about the new EP.
I'll introduce it to you.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful.
Go ahead.
So basically that CD cover, I'll start from the outside. The
CD cover
is a design by one of our friends who's in a band called Viri Los Bandidos. They're from San Diego, California.
Okay.
And he's a drummer of the band, but he's really good at design. He's like the techie guy. And we were like, hey, we got everything, the music, everything, but we don't have a design. Like, we need help. So he's all, yeah, sure, I got you guys. We had those pictures. Those pictures are kind of old.
Like, don't tell them that. Don't tell them that.
I mean, they have to know.
No, they're brand new. Took them yesterday.
Took them last month. But we had those pictures, so then he worked with that and just added everything. And we loved it. It was like we saw it and we were like, yeah, that's it. And inside we have 5 songs. They're all written by us. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do I start from, like, back in the day when we had the CD and we thought we had it?
We thought we had it. Yeah, there's been we've delayed this EP. It was supposed to be an album, but troubles and all that. People,
sometimes you meet, like, people that don't really help you, and so
set you back. But it gave us time to master what we wanted them to sound like, and now they sound the way we want them to.
Yeah, once we got together with the right people, it was just natural and easy and
so
fun.
Fast.
Yeah,
and it was fun.
Yeah,
because we've been recording these songs for years, I guess, ever since we actually started back in 2013.
Oh, wow.
We've been recording these songs. And we'll have a CD in a year. And then things would happen.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, by next year, then things would happen.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, my God, we don't even play these songs like this anymore.
Yeah.
So we recorded it from the bottom, and we started again, and then now we have it.
And where did you record these songs?
It's called Took Sound Recording Studio. It's actually owned by my uncle, Oscar Fuentes. He was here actually... you remember him with Leanne Lesha.
I really like the name. It's like a play on words. Took Sound. Yeah. Like Tucson, but Took Sound.
With Sam.
And also great. Two of those we also did in L.A. with our friend Juan Fletcher.
Yeah, so. The song Sueños and Ahora Lo Sé, which is our first single, we did in Hollywood.
Very cool.
We got a good insider to all those studios.
And then it was mixed by my brother, Joe. He's in San Diego. So it's like everything
all
was a family
place.
Thing.
Family affair.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, you had the release show for it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your next plans? Now you've put years of work into getting this out. You've got it in your hands. Your fans can get it now. So have you had the chance to take a deep breath and sort of appreciate the moment of finally being able to get this in people's hands?
Yes, for sure. Definitely. I mean, we've already put it out on iTunes. We have also Diluvio Easy. You can find it. Pandora, anything. Live
Spotify.
Streaming,
Spotify.
Right now we have a few more shows, a little tour through California. We're playing L.A., San Diego, and Tijuana.
Mexico.
But our next show is at the ABBA Amphitheater for the Mexican Independence Day. It's going to be on Sunday the 18th, so you're all welcome to come. It's free. Yes. They play from 3 to 4.
Food, Mexican food.
Mexican food.
That's right. Yes.
And will that be a mix of local bands and out-of-town bands, or mostly local groups? You know who's playing as well?
Well, it's mostly the ranchero, and there's a few big artists that are coming. So
it'll be interesting, because it's like a different type of genre of music that they usually, meaning like Mexican patron, you know. And then they invited us, and we're like rock. Yeah. So I'm really curious to see how they like us. But I mean, we're gonna have fun. We're gonna eat.
Perfect.
And rock out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you all again for coming down tonight. This has been a lot of fun for me. It looks like it's been fun for you too, and I'm sure it's been fun for our listeners. So once again, DiluvialAZ.com is the website, right? And you can also find the group on Facebook. The new album is available wherever albums are available, through your preferred digital media outlets. And if you catch them at a show, they've got hard copies of the CD available as well. Mm-hmm. So with that, we're going to hear one more set from DiluvialAZ before we send it over for the next 2 hours to The Hub and Bob Girth. But we've got one more set here on Locals Only. So thank you for listening, and we'll let Diluvio play us out.
Thank you. So this next one is one of the first songs we wrote for the band. I hope you guys enjoy this. I invite you to close your eyes. I'm just kidding.
Now if you're driving.
Relax.
Oh, dejaré llevar. En tono de sol entraría luz a mi corazón.
Thank you. This, all right, let me introduce this one. This one's our first single from the EP. This one's called Ahora Lo Sé, which means Now I Know. And I don't think we mentioned that the EP is called Libro de Canciones. Or I think we should mention it more so people know what it is. This is called Libro de Canciones, the EP, and the song's called Ahora Lo Sé that we're about to play. And we actually have a video of it on YouTube if you guys want to check it out. It's a great video. It's funny. You guys will laugh.
Destino y mi dueño, papá. Y ahora ya lo entiendo. Te he buscado noche y día. Y este baile es más que eterno. Tal vez bailando sanaremos las heridas que nos siguen en la vida. Me cansé de estar perdida y con melancolía. This last one is called Libro de Canciones, just like our album.
thank you for having us. KXCI, thank you for the opportunity. We've had so much fun. We want to come back. Next CD release. So, this is it. This is Libro de Canciones. Hope you guys have a good night. Yo.